Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 24th of November. The defending champion trainer, Paul Nicholls, surged to the top of this season's standings, courtesy of Slovenyako Conti's victory in last Saturday's Betfair Chase at Haydock Park. After finishing fifth on his seasonal debut in the Charlie Hall Chase at Wetherby, Slovenyako Conti showed the benefit of that outing by defeating Menora, who had won the Charlie Hall Chase. Slovenyako Conti had won the Betfair Chase in 2012 and is now vying for favouritism for the big race on Boxing Day, the King George VI Chase at Kempton Park, a race of course he won last year. He's also the antipost favourite for the Cheltenham Gold Cup in March. The Irish train Vaheen is the antipost favourite for the Champion Hurdle after his victory in last Saturday's Coral Hurdle at Ascot. Trained by Willie Mullins, Vaheen is unbeaten in all of his races and he's a star in the making. Well, going back to Paul Nicholls, he sent out Alpha Roth to win the Amlin Chase at Ascot for the second year in a row. There are a couple of Yorkshire meetings this week, Wetherby on Wednesday and Doncaster on Friday. There are seven races at both venues and racing begins at 12:15 on both days. The feature races at the meetings are handicap chases, the Wetherby race being contested over 2 miles, while 2 miles 3 furlongs is the distance at Doncaster. There's another blank Saturday for Yorkshire racegoers, and the principal races are the Hennessy Gold Cup at Newbury and the Fighting Fifth Hurdle at Newcastle. The Hennessy Gold Cup is due off at 3 o'clock. Jacadam, Many Clouds, Fingal Bay and Smad Place dominate the antipost betting market. Former champion trainer Nicky Henderson won the Fighting Fifth Hurdle last year with My Tent or Yours, and he could be represented this year by Sign of a Victory. The Grade 1 contest is due off at 2:05. Enjoy your racing.